latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Wednesday's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Rafa Benitez has dismissed rumours suggesting he could leave Newcastle and is focused on the job in hand at St James's Park. Well, following a disappointing summer of transfer activity, when a number of targets slipped by the wayside, it was suggested that Spaniard could walk away from the club. West Ham are thought to be interested, should they axe Slaven Bilic, although as far as Benitez is concerned, he has a job to do in the North East. When asked if his future is in doubt, he replied, "No, at the moment, I'm only focused on the games and improving the team we have. My background is a coach, not a manager. I've been working all my life as a coach to improve players. It's what I like to do." And he went on to say, "Yes, you have to have a plan, then you have to have ideas, then try to implement these ideas. We will have conversations about what we want to do, but at the moment, we have some time until January to be sure what we want to do in terms of football is done." Meanwhile, Tim Krul has reiterated his praise for Newcastle and revealed that he may well settle in the North East once he hangs up his boots. Well, the goalkeeper left the Magpies in the summer after 13 years at St James's Park and joined Brighton on loan before penning a permanent deal on the South Coast. The 29-year-old made 185 appearances in all competitions for the Tynesiders, but injuries saw his playing time decrease over the final couple of years of his time with the club, and he was sent out on loan to both Ajax and AZ Alkmaar last term. The Netherlands international finally severed ties with Newcastle last month, but such is his love for the club and the area, the man from The Hague could put down his roots in the north when he retires. He said, "I can't say anything but praise. It's a second home. Listen, I came as a 17-year-old. I got married there. My little girl was born there. Obviously, it's a major chapter in my life." And he added, "My message to the Newcastle fans is just what I said in my tweet. A massive thank you. They were there for me through good times and the bad times. It's been an amazing journey, a roller coaster. It's never dull there for sure. I'll probably even move back there after my career."